This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Sales tax on Girl Scout cookies, on sodas sold by band boosters at high school football games, even sales tax on tickets to public radio events.
Unforeseen consequences of the suspension of sales tax exemptions.
That's the so-called cleaning of the sales tax pennies passed during the first special session earlier this year.
The idea is to put all of these various groups back where they were before that session.
And despite the agonizing negotiations over raising more revenue, lawmakers are cooperating to retarnish those clean pennies. The governor made it a big part of the call for this special session, and the House has approved one bill to do so, while Revenue and Fisk Chairman J.P. Morrell is handling an identical bill on the Senate side. Senator Jim Fannin had a question.
I don't see it listed. Is this the one, or is there another bill that takes care of churches? And I mean, if churches sell food plates to raise...
I think that is covered in here. It's the food plates.
I see nonprofit.
Sales by a nonprofit entity which sells donated goods as provided, I think that would probably cover your church situation.
Senator Conrad Appel was curious about another type of sales that might regain a sales tax exclusion.
What is the definition of isolated or occasional sales?
When you have someone engaged in a sale they otherwise would not do, like if you are a individual and you are selling your neighbor your extra lawnmower, there's a separate bill we're dealing with trying to define that.
The full Senate considers this bill today and will be looking at the House version early next week. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.